the Township of McKellar Committee of Adjustment meeting for March 4th, 2025 to order. Start with roll call.
Counselor Morley Hoskam.
Deputy Zulak.
Rich Moore.
Mike Deckenin.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Britton.
Chair David Moore. Any declarations of pecuniary and a personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none. Just remind everyone too that all questions, comments should go through the chair. No appointments. On to the minutes. We have resolution 25-01 moved by Debbie Zulak, second by Morley Hoskam, that the Committee of Adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-02 moved by Mike Deckenin. Nobody seconded.
Oh, sorry.
Seconded by Morley Hoskam, the Committee of Adjustment minutes from the October 1st, 2024 meeting are accepted as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? All questions? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, the meeting's called for application Hutterer, application number A/01/2025, proposed accessory building to exceed the maximum height requirement. The applicant is proposing to build an accessory garage private, that would exceed the accessory building slash structure maximum height of 5 meters in Schedule B to the Township of McKellar's Comprehensive Zoning Bylaw number 95-12 as amended. Applicant is seeking 2 meters relief from the maximum height requirement to permit a maximum height of 7 meters. And I'd ask the secretary if any information came in, letters, correspondence.
I had one phone call from an abutting neighbor. They were questioning the maximum lot coverage. So the CBO did the calculations, and they are within the maximum lot coverage if the 3 sheds identified in the site plan, being a wood shed, tractor shed, and utility shed, are removed, which the applicants were planning on removing anyways. So with that, they will be under the maximum lot coverage.
Okay, excellent. The applicant wish to speak to the application, or? We have
the reason why we're asking for this variance is because the 5 meters at midpoint, the way this roof line is, they only give us headroom of 2 feet on the second floor. So that's why we need the other 6 feet to give us 8 feet at midpoint inside on the second floor.
And it may be even less than 7 meters, which just
to
give us the buffer.
Right.
Yeah, so like 11 and a half inches less the 7 meters. So,
I've watched enough of the Escape to the Country shows to know that roof height is fairly important with the ceiling.
Yeah.
Also low over there. Any comments from the committee members themselves? Any questions?
I just have one question. On page 5 of the application, it lists all the buildings, and you said you're removing the 3 in order to meet the required lot coverage. The site plan that was submitted, now it does say it's a sample site plan, but on page 9, it shows a boathouse. There's no boathouse there.
No.
Page 9 is just an example diagram.
Oh, the
came with the application.
That comes with the application.
Oh, I guess because it showed the garage on it, so I just wondered about the boathouse on there, because it does show the garage.
No, that's a sample drawing.
Oh, okay. Good enough. So it shouldn't it be on there then, really?
Sure. Yeah, it's there for the applicant to look at.
So it shouldn't be resubmitted with the application, though. Okay. Yeah, because the reason I was wondering that if there was a boathouse, any part of the boathouse that is on the land, not out over the water, has to be counted in the lot coverage.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah, no boathouse.
No boathouse.
Only question I have.
Some of them are beautiful on our lake, though. There's some beautiful boathouses.
Yeah. Any further questions, discussion? Okay, we have application A/01/2025 Hutterer to permit relief of one accessory building slash structure garage private to have an increased height from 5 meters as regulated in Schedule B of Bylaw 95-12 as amended to 7 meters. All other applicable sections of Bylaw 95-12 as amended are complied with. And further, that the three sheds identified in the site plan, being a wood shed, a tractor shed, and utility shed, must be removed to ensure compliance with the maximum lot coverage requirements. Discussion? Doesn't say when they have to be removed, but...
Yeah, they will be removed.
Yeah.
My brother already spoke for the shed. Yeah.
The only other comment I have, I guess, is that I am a little bit familiar with the lot, and 7 meters, I don't think, from the road would be any higher than probably 5 meters because the road is
You're right.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you said Reg Moore,
yeah,
yes. 20 years ago,
yeah.
yeah, we remember you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I don't think there'd be any obstruction at all.
No, there's,
you're
yeah,
right,
there's some tall garages on the island, but ours is going to be, I think it's only going to be 5 feet above the height of the road.
Right. Yeah.
At midpoint, so. Yeah, it's not going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Okay, any further comments? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Now they know the procedure.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you passed anyway because I see your maple leaf in.
I don't know about that. The last thing is they beat the tough ones and not the. Oh, so. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming out in person, too. We appreciate it.
Thank
that.
You very much.
Thank you. Yeah, we retired a year ago. We live here now full time and
yeah,
nice. We love it. It's,
yeah.
Good.
All right, well, again, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got this from Garrett.
Initial
one?
No.
Garrett.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I got one once before. I got one.
Resolution 25-04, movement by Keckman, second by Reg Moore. The Committee of Adjustment does now adjourn. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Meeting is now adjourned.